think you'll be very pleased to hear how you fit together easily. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So listen to each other through this passage so that it really overlaps and sounds like one instrument or one section. Write on variation 4 with the flute pickup, all players, and the solo, everybody.
Too many pages.
Tum, tum, ta-tum, tum. 6. 122. Actually, you know what? Go back even farther to mark this. In 118, the second half of the bar, there's a little bit of rubato, and that's flute only. That's solo only. And the second half of 118. That means for the downbeat of 119, you're going to need to be prepared to anticipate that it could be anywhere. I mean, not really anywhere. But. And then we feel just a little pressing forward, starting 119, and then the fresh sensation is 122. In terms of tempo moving, just a little bit more. Okay, now how do I pick up?
A tiny bit of rubato at the end of 121.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're twins.
What a
coincidence. Guess I always wear the same this shirt on the same day. Isn't that weird?
Sorry to interrupt. The chance of this happening, I have 100 t-shirts at home.
And the last time you wore it was the last time I wore it.
No.
Okay, that's creepy.
This is all faded.
That's creepy. Well, yes.
You know what? I'm older than
you. Oh, well, there you go. Not much.
I apologize.
That's okay. Yeah, I even thought about you when I got out this morning.
Oh,
well,
I got
to wear a shirt today.
Okay. Let us go a tad farther back.
Andy, you should have worn yours.
Variation
Sarah.
3. We're just going to take a couple of pieces. We should have very, very smooth in the strings, except the basses, and they're not here, so it doesn't matter. And then the horns, more lilting and a little bit more separated here. Variation three, no solo for right now. No solo, right with the pickup in the upper strings. Before we continue, let's put together timpani, horn, and cello. Timpani, you're going to keep our beat for us, basically. Horn and cello need to make sure your 16ths fall right in line with one another.